Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of weekend sports, including we'll talk about some track meets that were held on Friday and Saturday, and a look ahead at this week's schedule, plus big wins against the Pacers for the Bucks and against the Cardinals for the Brewers. High school track action on Friday night at the Betsy DeMerritt Reedsburg Invitational. Reedsburg was the top team in boys. Richland Center finished sixth. Richland Center was seventh in the women's activity. McFarland was the first place team. Looking at some of the Richland Center individuals that placed on Friday night, the boys varsity 1600 meter run, Malachi Fretz was third. Malachi finished fourth in the 3200. In the 110 meter hurdles, Grayson Banker finished third. He was also third in the 300 hurdles. Boys 4x1 relay team action. Richland Center was third. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, Kevin Hernandez, and Fletcher Harper ran that. And they were second in the 4x2. Duncan Harper, Robert Budden, along with Kevin Hernandez and Fletcher Harper. In the 400-meter finals, Clarice Possen was eighth for the Hornet girls. And also in the girls' varsity 4x8 relay, Richland Center finished fourth. Grace Fretz, Clarice Possen, Rachel Waterfall, and Olive Harper. McKenna Anderson was 11th in the shot put and ninth in the discus. The high jump final saw Grace Fretz leap to second place. Pole vault action, it was Olive Harper finishing ninth and Ava Gottschall 10th. Soleil Ewing took the girls' varsity long jump first place finish with a 15.5.25. On Saturday at the Cashton Invitational, Ithaca Weston's girls finished third. The boys were seventh. First place team for the girls was Cashton, while Brookwood was second. Also, Kickable Lafarge finished fourth, and North Crawford fifth among the 10 teams. Kickable Lafarge boys were first. North Crawford, New Lisbon, Brookwood, and Cashton also ranked in the top five. We have some results from the Ithaca Weston team. Tristan Peterson finished second. That was in the 100-meter hurdles. Kaylee Peterson first in the 100-meter dash, and Kaylee Miller was fourth. Also for Ithaca Weston, the 4x2 relay team finished fourth. Kaylee Miller, Leah Puig, Bailey Wanless, and Maggie Kirshner. Aubrey Cook was second in the girls' 400-meter dash. Jaden Boland was fourth and eighth for Jasmine Meyer. The 4x1 relay team finished first. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Maggie Kirshner, and Kaylee Peterson. Tristan Peterson was third in the 300-meter hurdles and first overall in the girls' 800-meter run with a time of 2:33.34. Aubrey Cook was third in the 200-meter dash. Kaylee Miller finished second in the high jump. And Tristan Peterson was first in the long jump with a 15.6.25. Aubrey Cook, first place in the triple jump with a 31.9. Jasmine Meyer finished ninth. Bailey Wanless, 13th overall for Ithaca Weston in the discus. Also for Maggie Kirshner, she finished 15th in that event Saturday at Cashton. For the Ithaca Weston boys, it was Brayson Garcia-Boland, Connor Montes, Carrick Thompson, and Sam Jones finishing third in the 4x8 relay team. A fourth place finish for Landon Thompson in the 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee took first in the 1600-meter run with a time of 5:54. Also for the Ithaca Weston boys, it was a 12th place finish for Sam Jones. That was in the 400-meter dash. Clayton Lee was first in the 3200 with a time of 10:48. The 4x4 relay team for Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee, Sam Jones, Makai Tuaulo, and Landon Thompson also ran that for Ithaca Weston. And it was a ninth place finish for Landon Thompson in the boys' long jump event. There's plenty of baseball and softball on Saturday at the Royal Triangular. It was Weston losing to Royal 3-2. It was Trevor Westfall taking the loss, giving up two earned runs on seven hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. Four hits for the Eagles. Blake Bingham, Garrett Granger, and Garrett and Isaac Jennings each had singles. And in Game 2, Weston was a winner, 6-4 over Melrose Mindoro. Isaac Jennings got the win in relief, throwing three and a third innings, allowing no runs on two hits, a walk, and six strikeouts. Trevor Westfall closed the game, allowing no runs on no hits and no walks. Isaac Jennings with a double, and Braden Gregory and Gavin Cast both had singles. Only three hits for the Eagles, but they took advantage of nine walks and five errors committed by Melrose Mondoro. All in all, a good day for baseball, especially considering it was about 38 degrees during the games. Ithaca's softball won both games at the Royal Tournament. A very cold day for softball as well. Game one, Ithaca was a winner, 22-15 over Royal in a five-inning game. Ithaca had 16 hits. The winning pitcher, Olivia Young, with four earned runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts. For Ithaca, Brindley Wanless was 2-for-2 with three RBIs. Ariana Lewis, 3-for-4 with four RBIs. Olivia Young was 3-for-4 with two RBIs. Holly King, 2-for-4 with an RBI, and J.C. Maxwell, 2-for-3 with an RBI. In the second game, Ithaca was a winner over Melrose Mondoro, 7-5. Seven hits and one error for the Bulldogs. Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher with two walks, six strikeouts, and five earned runs. It was also Alyssa Muller going 2-for-3 with three RBIs, and Ariana Lewis and Olivia Young, 1-for-3 apiece. Olivia had an RBI for the Bulldogs. Elsewhere in softball, on Saturday, Mineral Point 7-3 over Lomira. At the Seneca Invitational, Seneca defeated Cashton 13-7, and Cashton defeated Luther by a final of 5-1. Mount Horeb over Dodgeville 13-4 in softball. A win for Tomahawk over Reedsburg at the Monroe Tournament, 12-7 was that final. Prairie du Chien 14-4 over Viroqua, and Platteville beat Viroqua 10-3 as well at the Prairie du Chien tournament. Elsewhere in baseball on Saturday, it was Wisconsin Rapids over Toma, 12-2. Sauk Prairie 10-3 over the Dells. Dodgeville edged Monroe by a final of 9-8. Monroe was a winner 6-5 in the nightcap over Dodgeville. Iowa Grant 11 and Kickapoo 2. On today's schedule, Richland Center Soccer will be hosting Prairie du Chien, a match that was rained out last week on Thursday. Kickoff time 5 o'clock, and the Richland Center softball team will be at Platteville this afternoon. For River Valley, their softball team is home against McFarland. River Valley Baseball home against Mineral Point, and the River Valley soccer team is home against Belleville. Riverdale with a busy Tuesday as well. Baseball action for the Chieftains. They'll be at Livingston against Iowa Grant. And in softball, Boscobel will host the Riverdale Chieftains. Also, Riverdale's middle school track teams will be involved in the Prairie du Chien meet. Ithaca baseball and softball today at home against Seneca will be on hand at the softball diamond. First pitch time 5 o'clock as the Bulldogs take on Seneca. Weston will be home in baseball today against DeSoto in a key conference matchup at Cazenovia. And Kickapoo will be on the road at North Crawford among the games. A dominating first half by point guard Damian Lillard gave the Bucks such a large lead they were able to hold on for a surprising 109-94 victory in the first game of the playoff series against Indiana. Lillard scored all 35 of his points in the first half while Milwaukee was building a 69-42 lead. Most NBA experts predicted a one-sided loss for the Bucks with Giannis Antetokounmpo sidelined. It didn't turn out that way. The margin was at its largest at 29 points. The Pacers hit only 8 of 39 three-pointers in the defeat. Here's Bobby Portis talking about the Bucks as they approach Game 2 of the playoffs coming up on Tuesday.
I think the biggest thing is obviously finding out what you did well and then also cleaning things up that you didn't do well. I think that's how you do the midnight rule. Obviously, let it enjoy. We have a couple more hours. There's another game on. I'll go home and watch the Pels and the Thunder, get our mind off our game for a little minute. Then once midnight comes, watch the film.
Damian Lillard talked about his explosive first half.
I was patient and just got the catches on the other side of half court a lot of times and just tried to play with pace. If they was going to pick up that high up the floor, I wanted to just get my pace up and attack. And, I was able to get into a rhythm. And I know I got to be aggressive. So I just, I stayed in attack mode.
Elsewhere in the NBA playoffs, Boston 114, Miami 94, the Clippers 109, Dallas 97, Oklahoma City over New Orleans 94-92. A two-run single by Owen Miller in the seventh inning was all the offense that the Brewers would need as they prevailed in the win against St. Louis yesterday. That score was 2-0. Here's Owen Miller talking about his chance.
Yeah, just tried to mentally stay there. Just worked on my defense, worked on just my hitting and stuff like that, and showed up to the ballpark with a good attitude every day. I was following along. We were all following along here and seeing the boys playing well, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Miller, who was brought up from the AAA League a week ago, he prevailed, and the Brewers completed a 3-game sweep. Brian Hudson earned his first Major League victory in relief. Milwaukee leads the National League Central Division by 2 games after extending its winning streak to 4 in a row. The Brewers are right back in action today at Pittsburgh. Joe Ross gets the start of the first game of a 4-game road series. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
The guys are battling, man. They're battling, and they're coming up big for us over and over. We faced a great starter in Sonny Gray. The kid's been great for a long time. I've never seen him bad. You know, every time I've seen him, he's been great, and he was great today. And he had to scratch a couple hits off him. Owen Miller off the bench, the catch that Perkins made over the fence. I just said that 2 days ago, and sure enough, he jumps over the fence and catches one.
Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat the Cubs 6-3, Dodgers 10, Mets nothing, Arizona 5-3 over San Francisco. In the American League, the Yankees 5, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 6, Oakland 2, Detroit 6, Minnesota 1, Baltimore 5-0 over Kansas City. And in interleague play, Washington 6-0 over Houston. Philadelphia beat the White Sox 8-2. Cincinnati 3, the Angels nothing. Boston 6, Pittsburgh 1. Colorado 2-1 over Seattle. San Diego 6 and Toronto 3. Texas 6-4 over Atlanta. And Seattle beat Colorado. That final score, 10-2. And that's sports. I'm Phil Nee.